I want you to take your Bible, go with me to a psalm, the 73rd psalm. There is a verse brewing in my heart tonight. In verse number one, I've got three messages I'd like to preach. I've been trying to preach one of those messages for 4 weeks now, and the Holy Ghost will not let me. I was going to just get up here, pray, and dismiss, but Miss Michael has given me a cough drop, and all she told me was, "It's powerful, preacher." I have it in my mouth. I cannot feel my tongue. I'm pretty sure my throat is bleeding. And the rapper here, I'm almost 100% sure this thing's illegal in 13 states. But whatever, I'm feeling good about the whole thing. I'm going to give you just a little thought here in Psalm chapter number 73, verse number 1. If you don't have this underlined in your Bible, I hope that this will become a life's verse for you. The Bible says in verse number 1, truly. That means absolutely. It means beyond the shadow of a doubt. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. Now, if you'll notice here in that verse, you're going to immediately read that and say, "Well, preacher, I don't know why you're telling me that, because I am not Israel. I am not the nation of Israel." Well, you're right about that. But if you remember, Israel was a person before Israel was a nation. There was a son, the son of Isaac. Isaac had a boy whose name was what? Jacob. And Jacob, through an encounter with God, his name was changed. He was changed, and God said, "No longer shall you be called Jacob, but you shall be called Israel, because you are a prince with God." You've got to remember, though, Jacob slash Israel was an unworthy man. He was a trickster, he was a liar, he was a loser. But yet God chose that man, and God put his stamp of approval upon that man. Nothing good in that man, nothing worthy in that man. Nothing that you would look at old Jacob or Israel and say, "He deserves the blessing of God." No. One day the good God of eternity looked out of the heaven that he was dwelling in, and he looked down to this man, a man by the name of Jacob. And he said, "Jacob, because I have chosen you and because I have put my stamp of approval upon you, I am going to bless you and I am going to give you and be good to you." You say, "Preacher, but how do you know it's referring to Jacob or Israel?" Look at what it says. It says, "God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart." If Jacob here, or if God here, meant that he was just good to the nation, then it would include everybody in the nation, whether they had a clean heart or not. But yet the Bible says that God is good to those who are of a clean heart, to those that have a pure mind, a pure soul. It is not those who are perfect, but it is those who strive to be perfect. It is not those who are sinless, but it is those who are trying to sin less. It is not those who walk exactly how God wants them to walk, but it is those who are trying with everything that they are to walk how God wants them to walk. And this is what the Bible's saying. It's saying God is good to the most unworthy of us. He's being good to those who don't deserve it. He's good to those who don't have anything good on their record. But those who look at the God of heaven and say, "God, I have nothing to give you. I have nothing to offer you. I have nothing that you should look upon my life and be good to me. But God, you have been good to me." And ladies and gentlemen, tonight, this 30-year-old country preacher from the back sticks of McLean's, I've come a long way just to tell you this. God is good to me. God, you look at this boy tonight and you're looking at somebody who is wearing a good suit and a good pair of shoes, and I've got on a nice tie. But let me remind you, that is not where I started. I started in the backwoods of nothing, and God looked at me and he saw nothing in me but that which he could put in me. You look at me tonight and you are looking at a man. You say, "Preacher, you've got it all together, honey. I don't have anything together, and I've never had anything together. And if you think I'm a mess now, you should have met me when God got me." But ladies and gentlemen, I stand on both of my feet tonight. I lift up my hands to the heavens and I say, dear God, you have been good to me. You have blessed me beyond anything that I ever could have imagined. I was in that little car this afternoon driving to the church house, and I could not help but think. I got overwhelmed with how good God had been to me. I'm going to spit this out because I'm going to suck this down my goozle and choke to death right here in front of you, God, and everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, can I say to you tonight, if you don't want to hear me, then put your Bible down and put your hands in your ears. But somebody has got to say that God has been good to them. Ladies and gentlemen, the rocks will cry out if you and I do not cry out. And tonight, there's not a rock in this world. There is not a tree in this world. There is not a branch that will lift its hands to the heavens in this world. Before this old preacher boy tonight will lift his hands to the heavens and say, God, you have been good to me. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Will you write down just a few things tonight? I'm just going to give them to you, lay them down, go nurse my wounds, and go to the house. Ladies and gentlemen, you say, preacher, how has God been good to you? Well, number one, he showed me a salvation that was sure. Ladies and gentlemen, can I remind you, I know some of you have got dignified. I know some of you have got some dignity about you. I know not everybody shouts. I know not everybody cries. I know not everybody's hyper. I know not everybody gets excited like I get excited. I know not everybody runs like I run. I know not everybody cries like I cry and does all the things that I do. But ladies and gentlemen, let me take your mind back to the day, to the hour, to the moment, to the night. You felt the flickers of hell up under your seat when you knew that if God didn't do something for you, you'd fall headlong into the charred walls of the damned. All of a sudden, the devil came to you and he said, you're going to hell. You got no hope. You got nothing. You've messed up. You're a nobody and you're a nothing. You've got that in one ear. But honey, long about that time, you felt the good God of eternity roll by your way. And the sweet Holy Ghost of God, he said, I will save you. I will redeem you. I will birth you into the family of God. Ladies and gentlemen, a 16-year-old boy at the back of the Vandalia Baptist Church, in church all my life, on a church pew all my days. But honey, being on a church pew won't save you any more than being in a milk barn will make you a milk cow. All you'll be is a lookalike trying to do something you'll never be able to do. But I remember that day. I remember that moment. I remember that hour. Honey, I feel like a backwoods country preacher talking like this. I feel like I got a chain saw my throat. You just wait, CJ. I'm getting ready to go. Hum, 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 hum. I'm feeling Pentecostal on this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I remember when the good God of eternity came my way and he said, if you'll turn to me, I'll save you, I'll forgive you, I'll redeem you, I'll write your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. The devil said, he won't. I said, I got nothing else to lose, and I gave my all to the Lord Jesus Christ. I found peace that hour. I found hope that hour. I found grace that hour. I found blood that hour. I found heaven that hour. I found the Holy Ghost that hour. I found Jesus that hour. I found that he is exactly who he said he would be. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have had my doubts. I wouldn't stand up here and tell you that there's been a night that's gone by that I have not doubted my salvation. But watch this. Although I have doubted my salvation and I have doubted, did I do things right? Did I say the right prayer? Did I have exactly the right attitude? Did I have the right mindset? While I may have doubted that, I have never doubted the ability of God to save this old wretched soul. And let me put your heart at ease tonight. If you've been saved by the grace of God, if you've been to Calvary, if your name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, it was written down with an inerasable ink. It was put on an unerasable page. It was signed down with an unmovable signature. And if you were saved then, honey, you're saved right now. I don't care what you've done, where you've been, who you've seen, or where you've talked to. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you, I've been saved by the grace of God. I wish some Baptists would start acting Pentecostal every once in a while and would say, God, I got dignity. Yes, I've got religion. Yes, but I got Jesus down deep in my soul, and I want to lift my hands to the heavens and say, God, you have been good to me. I'm going to tell you something. One of these days, one of these moments, and one of these hours, I'm praying one of these ladies that get in the Holy Ghost, get to shouting one day. And I hope it's so full that when that little lady gets in here, only place she can find is sitting right beside you. And honey, I'm going to watch the glory roll in. And I'm going to watch it flow out. And I'm going to watch as she gets to move it. I'm going to watch her as she gets to shake it. Honey, I'm going to watch her as she gets to throw them bobby pins out of her head. And I hope she cuts loose with an old-fashioned Holy Ghost Baptist-Costal spell right in your lap. Ladies and gentlemen, can I tell you tonight, I may be a Baptist. I may have dignity. I may still wear a tie and pay tithes, but I have never lost the shout, and I don't ever want to lose the shout over God stepping out of His everything and stepping down into my nothing and taking me out of nothing and putting me into everything. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't ever want to get over the fact that I cannot ever want to. Could I? Should I? Could I? Never am I going to. I cannot go to hell. I'm heaven bound with the hammer down, and Jesus has saved my soul. His salvation, sure, ladies and gentlemen, listen, we may have a lot of disagreements, but we'll never disagree on the fact that Jesus Christ saves old sinners. His provisions, His salvation, write down this, number two, His provisions. Ladies and gentlemen, Israel remembered the day. He remembered the hour when he didn't have a pot to his name. And now Brother Asaph is writing the Psalms and he's sitting in a palace of cedar surrounded by golden emblems top to bottom, shielded behind the golden shields of King David. Writing with the quill that came from a peacock, dipping it down in ink that had been imported from India. And I believe Asaph dipped his pen down, stepped back in his chair and said, boy, if my forefathers could see where I am today, I'd have to lift my hands to the God of heaven and say, truly, God is good to Israel. Baby, I got to thinking on the way over here, I can remember the day when you and I got married. We didn't have a pot to our name. We got married. We went to Gatlinburg, the rednecks of New York City. We got into Gatlinburg. We got to our little hotel. We didn't think anything. We started eating. And we didn't eat a lot. I'm telling you, you think we splurged? Ruby Tuesdays was a chop house to us. Some of y'all are thinking, what is that? I'm telling you, it's Poe, folks. It's Poe. That's exactly what it is. We had to leave our honeymoon because we ran out of money. We maxed out our debit card. We didn't have a credit card. They wouldn't give us any credit. And we came back home early. And all of a sudden, we've been married now, I don't know, 18 years it feels like sometimes. I think it's 8. We've been married 8 years now. Tonight we pulled into the church in 2 different cars. Both of them nicer than we've ever driven in our lives. Tonight I put on a shirt that I did not buy for myself. I strapped a tie around my neck that I couldn't have afforded whenever I first started. I buttoned the buttons on a jacket that I could not have afforded when I started. I tied my shoes up on my feet. Shoes that I could not have afforded to buy whenever I got saved. I put socks on my legs. I put pants on my body. I rode down the road and I thought, God, you've been good to me. I sat down at my grandmother's lunch table today. I sat down there and that old country woman had fried chicken. She had potatoes. She had biscuits. She had this and she had that. We sat there and we fed our face and engorged our face. I got to thinking, oh God, you've been good to me. You bless me. I can remember being so poor, me and my wife would go into KFC and have to lick other people's fingers. I'm telling you, my brothers and my sisters, God has been good to me. Baby, we'll go into KFC tonight. We can buy anything we want. You can lick my fingers and I'll lick yours. You say, preacher, why does that bless you? I'll tell you why it blesses me. I couldn't have even thought about going into a KFC when I got married. Now tonight I'm going to figure out if I want to go to this restaurant or that restaurant or that restaurant or this place or that place. You know why I can do that? Because God has been good to me. Some of you people need to remember the day when you got married and you got saved. You didn't have a pot to your name. You didn't know where you were going to get your next meal, your next paycheck, your next anything. But the good God of eternity smiled on you and he's blessed you and he's taken care of you. You say, preacher, I've got less now than I had then. I don't know why that is, but I'm telling you, God is still good. God is still great. God is still holy. When was the last time you cleared you off a spot and you said, oh God, I want to thank you for the money in my bank account. I want to thank you for the chicken on my plate. I want to thank you for the shirt on my back. I want to thank you. I ain't got to lick other people's fingers. I can lick my own fingers. Ladies and gentlemen, when was the last time you said, truly, God is good to me? Now, I want you to write down this last thing because this is going to help somebody. Truly, God is good to me. Do you know why, CJ? Because his promises are true. When I got called to preach, I went and told three people. It was not until I went and told my grandmother, the first person said, good job, proud of you. And I told person after person after person after person. They all said the same thing. You're dumb, you'll fail, you won't make it. Some of them didn't say dumb, just some of them said, well, you're going to have a hard time making it. Man, I got to going, and I didn't care. I threw caution to the wind. I threw my faith out on a cloud, and just where it landed is where it landed. Man, I got out there, and for the longest time, I felt like God was leading me, saying, it's coming, son. It's coming, son. It's coming, son. I remember reading the book of Hosea, wait for it shall surely come. I remember waiting on it, waiting on it, waiting on it, waiting on it, waiting on it. I thought about it the other day. I used to go inside of my church that we live beside. Every morning I would get up at 4 o'clock. Now you young preacher boys, don't get that in your mind. That don't make you spiritual. Sometimes it just makes you stupid. I heard a preacher tell me one time, the earlier you get up with God, the better off you'll be. Well, there's some truth to that, but there's a whole lot of fiction to that. God's interested in your heart. He's not interested in your alarm clock. But if you love God, you won't sleep till 10 o'clock. Say amen right there. I don't know how I got off on that, but anyways. That was my rabbit trail, Jamie. I'm sorry. It's my ADHD. What was I talking about, Bob? Oh, that's right, in that church. I'd go over there and I'd walk. And I'd walk around that church. It was dark. I'd walk. I'd say, oh, God. Oh, God. When are you going to let me preach? God, when are you going to let me preach? Lord, will you please open up a door for me? God, I just want to go preach. I just want to go preach. God, please. I'd walk up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. I'd get up behind that pulpit in that church, Bob. I'd grab it. And I'd say, God, I can't wait till I can have a pulpit to hold of my own. God kept saying, wait for it, it'll come, wait for it, it'll come. Stay straight, stay right, stay true. I wish I could tell you I always did what was right. I didn't. I wish I could always tell you that I always trusted God, but I didn't. Sometimes I try to shortcut, sometimes I try to shortchange. But aren't you glad when you mess up, it doesn't make you a mess up? And when you fail, it doesn't make you a failure. As long as you stick with God. I walked in tonight and I saw all you blessed people in this church. And I got to thinking, God, you said it would come. And you were true to your word. Bob, you waited 7 years wondering if God would ever hear your cry. And he said, wait for it, it'll come. Here it is. You say, preacher, I'm waiting on God. Keep waiting, youngin'. He He ain't failed anybody yet, and he ain't going to start with you. I sit down here tonight. My foot's throbbing. My throat's bleeding. My eyes are swollen. I got arthritis. I think I got the flu. And did I tell you I was a hypochondriac? But I get to look at it. I get to look at it a full church now. Every single service. Do you know why? Because truly God is good. So I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to clear me off a little real estate. And I'm not going to ask him for a thing. I'm just going to tell him, Lord, thank you. Thank you that you didn't throw me aside. Thank you that you didn't give up on me. Thank you for saving my soul. Amen. Thank you for giving me all you've given me. I always wanted a wife that would love God and look good. I don't know about the loving God, but I'm pretty sure about the others. Amen right there. God's been good to me. I got a little boy back there. Thinks I hung the moon. I got a little Twinkie eating girl somewhere around here. Should be dead. But tonight she'll lay on her daddy's chest. She'll rub my beard. She'll say, I love you, Daddy. You know why? Because truly God is good to me. Won't you clear you off a little spot down here tonight? Let's go home after we do it. But just say, God, thank you. Thank you. You need to be saved tonight. You've come back tonight. Looking for hope and help. Why don't you come? You come and be saved. Let's stand together all over this church. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. God, truly, truly you're good to me. You have blessed me. Far greater and higher and holier than ever could have imagined. You've given me spiritual blessings untold. Grace beyond my ability. Oh, truly, God is good to me. I love you, Jesus. Now, sir, you need to be saved tonight. You know it and I know it. You've been running from God, ma'am. You know it and I know it. You've been running from God all day. You've been fighting God. I want you to throw in the towel. Come down right now. Step out right now. Bring somebody with you right now. You need to be born again. Tonight would be a great night. You know you need to be saved. You know you need to be born again. Why don't you come? Don't white knuckle God and clench the back of that pew. You know you're fighting God. Sir, ma'am, young person, come on. Right now. Right now, come on, while these are praying. Oh, my. Amen. Truly, God's been good to me. Yeah. Food on my table. And there's shoes on my feet. Oh, Lord. Stephen, you've blessed me so. your blessings on me. Let's sing that chorus together. There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's shoes. Oh, food on my table. Shoes on my feet. Shoes on my feet. You gave me your love. You gave me your love, Lord. And a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Sing that chorus. There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. Food on my table. It's food on my table. Shoes on my feet. My feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, my Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus, tonight I worship you. Lord, you know I'm done today. I've done everything I can. Now, Lord, I'm such a failure. I'm such a failure. And I pray you to have mercy on my life. I pray, oh God, for wherever that fire truck or ambulance is going to, I know there's a hurting heart behind it. Jesus, have mercy. Now, Lord, as this thing grows bigger, may I never lose sight of where I came from. May I ever keep my eyes on you. And if the day comes that I begin to turn my eyes, then God, bring me back. Have mercy on me, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Well, it's my honor tonight, over here on this side, Miss Gloria.